Welcome to Super Tatis for Parshas Vayigash. We're going to start this week with another Mivchar Pekninim, the second one, because I'm just fascinated by it, and I thought maybe it might be something nice to unpack with the family. And the more I see him, he shows up in Rabbeinu Yonah, he shows up in Nachmiash on Mishlei, shows up in a lot of places, and it just seems like very influential in the machshava that we get, in the musar that we get. So I think that it's just chashuv for us to get to that original source. Ein lecha davar, there is nothing shemechadeid haseikol, that sharpens one's intellect, kamusar. So this is like yisurin, when a father gives discipline to their child. Often there's an inclination against discipline, but Shlomo Melech tells us that somebody who is chosich the shevet, somebody holds back discipline from their kid, so nespeno. The chokhmah, musar and chokhmah together, the mefarshim say this is talking about what you learn from your Rebbe. So you need both kinds of some stops and some goes, right? You need to know what's going to be your motor, and you need to know kind of how to direct yourself. In the chadavar, shemura dasa daitin. So dasa daitin, I assume this means what you know. Nothing really reflects your thoughts and values kimin hagadul hatov more than the way that you act. So I was just looking in the Sefer Moshe Shapiro's Rei Deya, and his first chapter there on the Rambam's Hilchos Deos is trying to explain fundamentally why the Rambam discusses Midos as far as Deos, and it's a very cognitive intellectual understanding that the way that we act really depends on our thoughts and our values, right? So here, that seems to bear out, right? The way that a person acts or is going to come, you know, you have good hashkafos, then all of a sudden you start acting well. Onto a few divrei Torah. In Memvav Vav, we have this whole idea about the nechasim that Rashi explains, the nechasim that that Yaakov got in Padan Aram. He didn't want, he gave those away to Esav. And why did he do that? It says, Nichse chutzala aretz einan kadai. I don't want the nechasim of chutzala aretz, it's a shevach of Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Elia Baruch Finkel says, a cross-reference to the Gemara in Ksubis that says, Misha darba chutzala aretz kimoshi misha in lo eloko. It's like somebody without a God. And he talks about Nisim in Chutz La'aretz, whether or not we will say, whether or not we have celebrations and brachos and other things for Nisim in Chutz La'aretz, meaning to say that there's a different level of hashkocha in Eretz Yisrael than there is in Chutz La'aretz, and there's a different level of celebration connection as well. So that could be the idea why we only want nechasim from Eretz Yisrael, is because the spiritual rechush is just so extraordinarily powerful. Now to Memvav Aleph, where it says, V'yizbach leloke Yaakov Aviv. Rashi there says, Chayev Adam bichvod Aviv Yosir michvod zakeno. A person has an obligation to give kavod to their father more than they have to give to their grandfather. Lefichach, therefore, Tala b'Yitzchak v'lo b'Avram. That's why we connect this to Yitzchak and not to Avram. Rav Elia Baruch Finkel there says, another reason is because Yaakov got the bracha of Yitzchak, and Yosef seemed to be the continuity of that, of the Shivtei Ka, and was also Omid B'Yetzer, and all these other things, that he was really the next link in the chain, so it was most appropriate to connect him to the immediately preceding link in the chain. Really powerful Targum Yonasan in Memvav Yudzayin about Sarach Bas Asher says that she was the one who told Yosef, told Yaakov that Yosef was still alive. And because of this, she had a special zuchus. And that zuchus was that she got to go into Gan Eden while she was alive. So this is obviously reserved for very few. But Rabbi Finkel notes that there's a mita keneged mita here, because when she told the good news to Yaakov, she gave him an extraordinary chiyus. So through giving him that chiyus, she was zocha to chayi netzach. And this is just a chizuk to all of us about trying to raise the spirits of other people. So now there's a really fundamental kasha. Says that Yehuda was worried about the news with Binyamin telling his father. He says Vames, he's going to die. And Rashi says, Aviv Mitzaro, his father's going to have so much tzar, he's going to die because of Binyamin. It seems like Yehuda is very, very concerned about this. However, if that's true, that he's so concerned about his father's tzar, then why did he get all involved in that whole situation with throwing Yosef in a boar and like and making that whole tachbula and mechiras Yosef? Meaning, did that not bring tzar to his father? So Rufinkel expertly is mitaretz, and he says, yeah, but there Chazal tell us that there was a Beis Din, and there were even mitzar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when it comes to din, we can't have rachmanis. When it comes to din, we have to follow the letter of the law. However, with respect to taking Binyamin, that was through Yosef's power as the Mishneh Lamelech. And through Yosef's power, the Mishneh Lamelech, there it doesn't have the tokef, the strength of din. And because of that, we are able to take into considerations things like the tsar of other people. Now, one more is in Mem Vav Beis. The pasuk says that Hashem appeared to Yaakov b'maros halayla, in a vision of the night, and he says, Yaakov, Yaakov. But by Avram and Yitzchak, we don't see him showing up in the maros halayla. It's only with respect to Yaakov. So what's the vision here? So we say that the Meshech Chochmah explains that the Laila has a symbolism of the darkness of Galus. And there's a Shechinah that came with them, the Galus of Bavel, the Shechinah came along with them. And he then ties it to Avram being Metakein Tefila Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov Davka Mayrev. Why? Mayrev connects not to the Tamid Shol Shachar, which is Shachris, or the Tamid Shol Bein Arbaim, which is Mincha, but to the Hekter Chivarim, the Ivarim Ibdarim, that are brought Bein Vayom Bein Valayla. So it's this idea that we learn, the Chazal say, the Shekhinah, it does not dwell in Chutz Laretz, except for somebody who saw it in Eretz Yisrael. So here, the end of the Avoda, which is the Hekter Ivarim, that is something which happened during the day and can continue during the night. Just like somebody who had a connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, and it would continue in Chutz La'aretz. So that's why Davka by Yaakov, he has a Mara in the night, specifically talking about this night of Galus, and he was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come with him at night. So says the Meshech Chochman, additional lekach, Yatzalanu Musar Haskel. There is an important Musar here. Sheka Asher Yisrael Olchazim El HaKabbalah Anosa. When the Jewish people are doing the right thing, V'holchem B'darcha V'limudei Amavosam, they're walking in the ways of their foreparents. Az HaYisraeli Hu Goy Esan Asik Yomin. They are a man of the days of old. Asher Niglu Elav Elokim B'yos HaMikdash Al Mechono. That this is the kind of person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have revealed himself to when we had the Mikdash. As Shora Shechina Mayim Gam B'chutz La'aretz. Then the Shechina is with them in Chutz La'aretz. But at a time when they forget their bris, all of a sudden the Shechina will not dwell with them in Chutz La'aretz. Very, very powerful comment and a powerful idea for all of us. Thank you for learning with me.